Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Judy Dempsey of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin for the Carnegie Endowment. We've been speaking of nuclear power and coal power. However, the larger story is the economies of Germany and the rest of the EU in light of going into winter time with the word recession routinely used across the continent. Judy, we've been speaking specifically of the politics of energy sources. What is the politics of the economy plunging because there's inadequate sources or because people are going to be either chilled or fearful that they can't pay their bills? Is that supportive of Olaf Scholz's decision making or does that make him weaker?
Ooh, well, Olaf Scholz doesn't speak much about these issues, that's for sure. This German chancellor is very careful what he says. But as the winter approaches, the electricity bills, energy bills are really hiking. They are, they have soared, personally speaking. I'm astonished by our energy bill. What this is doing, it's doing two things. One is a very interesting awareness that actually Germans, as Germans, could save more in terms of showers, in terms of lowering the heating, in terms of, frankly, don't using the cars. Actually, it would be very interesting if Olaf Scholz had the courage to say, we are going to have a speed limit. That would really cut back on the energy. There's an unlimited speed limit on the motorways. We have the Greens in coalition with the Social Democrats. The fact that they won't actually impose a speed limit of 100 kilometres an hour, 110, just shows how they are still totally beholden to the car lobby. One last point on this, and I think it's quite important. This is an ageing society, and old people get cold very quickly. And so this is going to be very interesting to see how old people's homes and old people manage if the heat is reduced or if they're encouraged to lower their heat. This is a humane issue we have to think about. And the government is thinking about this, but it's not out there vocally at the moment. But at the moment, you know, I think far more measures could be taken, remedial measures. But I think the Germans are aware of this, but they don't like it. And unfortunately, one of the far right-wing radical groups will surely capitalize on this, the Alternative for Germany, who will blame the Germans and side with Russia for this crisis.
I've spoken with a German a researcher about recommendations for reducing energy load going forward, not for just this emergency, but going forward for the decade. And I want to know if the recommendations are already in place or talked about, because Germany's a leader in this as far as banking, as far as industry, and as far as climate change. One is transportation. You mentioned it, having a speed limit or converting to the electric vehicle. Two is the buildings, reorganizing the buildings so that they're not losing heat. And three is cuisine. I mention this because it turns out that meat requires a great deal of fodder that doesn't have anything to do with human consumption. Are those three matters routinely in the Sunday papers or on the television, Judy? Is that happening now?
It's only slowly percolating now, very, very slowly. Let me take the meat issue. The meat issue is a disgrace, frankly. We're killing animals. And actually, these animals, what do they consume? 40 or 60% of the crops, for heaven's sake. Where do you think the Ukraine grain goes to? Most of it is to animals. Some of a percentage, of course, is to people. But can you imagine if we reduced meat consumption, we would actually reduce the whole need for spending so much money on grain and giving it to countries, people that need the grain. This is the first thing. Transportation is a major, major issue. This is where the car lobby comes in. This is where politics comes in. We need an integrated railway structure throughout Europe. Thirdly, which your recommendations did include, airlines just have to stop this crazy cheap flights. I mean, this is insane. And the way airports are structured and airlines are structured, this cannot continue. This is contributing to the huge energy crisis and climate change. And so there's a whole... It's not difficult to do this. It needs a political will. And it needs, above all, that people have to change their habits. But this means a communication and leadership and explaining why. Because the Ukraine crisis is just not Russia's attack on Ukraine. This is a big, broader geopolitical picture of what's happening to the climate. And maybe this will now galvanize attention on how we're going to deal with these. These are issues that can be addressed, but it needs political will.
And right now, and it's wonderful to have your voice back because it's, right now, a crisis in Ukraine battlefield, but it's impossible to tell the direction it's moving. Do you find the political conversation elevated in some fashion in Berlin from what it was before the Ukraine war about these long-term strategic issues, energy, the economy, yeah, and food, a cuisine?
Depends on who you're talking to. I mean, the elites will be always informed, but the elites can always be counterproductive in terms of wanting to hold on to the status quo. What we have to move is to a younger generation, under 40, 30s, 20s, that do want a different lifestyle. And the Ukraine crisis has shown the vulnerability of globalization and the vulnerability of this extraordinary Russia power, how they use food actually to make an issue and to blackmail countries. And also we have the whole energy issue. So I hate to say this, but there's a kind of silver lining with this awful war in the sense it may make people much more aware of what is at stake. The tragedy is that if the war ever ends, maybe the population just wants to return to the status quo. I hope the status quo is over.
Judy Dempsey of the Strategic Europe. She is the Carnegie Endowment in Berlin. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.